And now, please welcome Father Anthony Casamento with today's Saint of the Day.
Our Lady of Sorrows. For a while there were two feasts in honour of the Sorrowful Mother, one going back to the 15th century, the other to the 17th century. For a while both were celebrated by the Universal Church, one on the Friday before Palm Sunday, the other in September. The principal biblical references to Mary's sorrows are in Luke chapter 2 verse 35 and John chapter 19 verses 26 and 27. The Lucan passage is Simeon's prediction about a sword piercing Mary's soul. The Johannine passage relates Jesus' words to Mary and to the beloved disciple. Many early church writers interpret the sword as Mary's sorrows, especially as she saw Jesus die on the cross. Thus, the two passages are brought together as prediction and fulfillment. St. Ambrose, in particular, sees Mary as a sorrowful yet powerful figure at the cross. Mary stood fearlessly at the cross while others fled. Mary looked on her son's wounds with pity, but saw in them the salvation of the world. As Jesus hung on the cross, Mary did not fear to be killed, but offered herself to her persecutors. I'm Father Anthony, and that was Saint of the Day. For more episodes, go to cradio.org.au.